Hi. God has blessed my wife Nancy and I with 5 children and 12 grandchildren. And I think all of my children, and I know all of my grandchildren, at one time or another, have fallen for a trick that I would do for them. For example, walking on the beach, I would place a coin under a small rock, and then we'd talk about rocks, looking for a pretty one. Then I would lead them to close to the right one and would encourage them to pick it up. Wow, there was a prize. Because I know they didn't know that I had put it there. It was like, as we're walking around, I would get ahead of them 4 or 5 steps, and when they weren't looking, I would slip the coin under the rock. Well, there's a legend of a benevolent king who had his men place a heavy stone on a certain road, and then he hid himself to see who would try to remove the stone in the middle of the road. No one stopped to try and remove it. It seemed that all just went around it. No doubt some complained of the king not keeping a clean road. Well, then a simple farmer approached, and he was headed toward town to sell some items. When he came to the stone, he stopped. Yep, he put down his bundle and with great effort began to remove the stone because he knew it didn't belong there. It took time, but as he removed the stone, he found some money under it with this note: "This money will belong to the one who removed the stone." My friend, life is filled with stones, or we'll call them obstacles. Some can be seen coming, others just happen upon us with no warning. But you know, my friend, nevertheless, we are constantly having to deal with these obstacles. And the way we handle them is very important. To ignore the cause of a problem, to ignore or to go around, let's call it aggravating people or situations, is not the way to find the reward. You must deal with the obstacle. In the case of the Good Samaritan, for example, that man dealt with the obstacle, while the others just went around the half-beaten to death man. That was the obstacle of the body. Well, that man was rewarded. He gave his coins to the innkeeper, and today we keep telling his story, and he did go down in history. So what I'm asking you to do, my friend, is to look under your obstacle. Look under your obstacle. Don't go around it. And my prayer for you would be, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that this one take the time to investigate the cause and the cure for obstacles that you have allowed to come into their life. And I thank you for the benefits and the blessings that will come from turning the stone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks for calling, my friend, and following the signal, if you would care to talk to me, you may. Goodbye.